We are Sorted, a group of mates from London exploring the newest and best in the world of food whilst trying to have a few laughs along the way. We've got chefs, we've got normals, and a whole world of stuff for you to explore, but everything we do starts with you.
Hello, I'm Jamie, and this is Ben.
And this is one of our best lineups of pretentious ingredients ever.
Right, James, give us a spin, mate.
Today's a good day, promise you.
I do not hold high hopes.
Rosy.
Oh, I'll tell you what that is. That is like really weak potpourri.
Spice, something salty. So it's not like a tea or something. It's like a seasoning.
Well, mate, you are right. This is a pot of carnal sin. Heady Persian rose with magenta beets, tangy sumac, and hot pink peppercorn.
Oh, mate.
So there, you have some pan-fried neck fillet of lamb.
Looks pretty good, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, looks good.
One of them is seasoned with salt and pepper as a rub. The other one uses the carnal sin rub before the pan frying. Bypasses the knife and fork.
God.
What are your thoughts, mate?
Oh, I can't tell.
You're sure that you remember to put this stuff on one of them?
Yep. I mean, we thought James was liberal.
I'm still not getting very much.
When you really chuck it on there, you can taste it. My question is, do I want my red meat, such as lamb neck fillet, to taste like potpourri?
So we're going to do the set of 16. You get 16 of those.
Oh, wow, okay.
Different flavours.
48 pounds.
Can you give me some examples of others?
Devil's penis chili.
Tiny, isn't it?
I would have thought the devil would have had a bigger one.
Really?
What?
I think he puts it back.
Wow! The devil's penis is strong. I'm going to say £32.
There is £4 in it. 36.
Wow.
That works out at £139 per kilo for the spice blend.
I think they've made it pretentious. And I think spices don't have to be pretentious and spice blends don't need to be magical, mystical. It's spices.
Chef Barry has cooked you up a treat.
Balls.
Correct.
Jellified red balls.
It looks like I'm going to hate them.
Oh, they're like frog spawns.
Frog spawns.
Like frog...
You've ever eaten frog spawn?
Not red ones. No, none.
Not a pop.
I heard the pop.
Oh, this is Heinz ketchup caviar. They were made as a celebration for Valentine's Day. Straight off the bat, there is no price attributed to this.
Okay.
There's only 150, so and these we have one of them.
These aren't for sale?
No. So serving suggestion, scrambled eggs and smoked salmon. We know you don't like smoked salmon.
Would you ever put ketchup on salmon?
No. Looks like good scrambled egg. Nice bread.
That's as good as you're ever going to get. Ever.
I'll take it.
I made sure I said, good. Like a high, good. Not like, it looks like good scrambled eggs.
Good.
Now delicious caviar pearls that burst into your mouth, helping elevate any meal into a delicious fine dining experience. I can't believe that you've never eaten caviar in an environment like this before, because your etiquette is just so spot on.
It's actually not bad. Like, you get little, you don't get a pop, but you get little bits of sweet and acid and stuff.
It's nice, but I don't know whether I'm getting much more than I would get if I just lathered it in ketchup. Caviar is as pretentious as it gets. It just is. Bring it down with a bit of ketchup and it's still pretentious. Like, there's a reason it's a special edition. They're never going to sell that. So yeah, it can be as pretentious as it wants. And I think that's a good thing in this instance.
And I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
I did not expect that.
It's good. It's like good marketing. I don't think it would sell, but actually it's quite nice because it's not like you're getting like, bam, tomato ketchup. and it's ruining that kind of dish. It's like you're getting little pops of tomato ketchup. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Lift it.
It's ginger. It's not just ginger, though, is it? Because that would be silly.
This is Wakaya Perfection Organic Pink Fiji and Ginger Powder.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. Okay.
Here we go.
So it is just ginger powder. What the hell?
What is so special about organic pink Fiji and ginger?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Put it in tea.
Fragrant, potent, pure. You owe it to your health to experience the only ginger grown in paradise.
What? That's a quarter of a teaspoon?
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's quite potent.
I could drink that, but it just tastes like hot water with something in it.
This isn't bitter.
Currently, relatively positive thoughts. Yeah. Let's change that. Let's talk money.
I hate myself for even saying that it's worth this much, but £10.
It can't be more than it.
Sorry, you think that's £10?
No. James, put it down.
No.
Put it down. The price for this 165 grams is £21.
Oh my God. And people are paying £21.
No, they're not, because we were just role-playing there.
It's actually £42.
No! No! £42!
No, it's not!
Don't do this!
The actual, honest price, £80.
We could have gone out for drinks or something.
Well, we can stay in for ginger tea.
£80.
That's 80.
£80.
That works out at £48.50 per 100 grams. Need I ask?
Pretentious. Unbelievable.
I'm not even going to bother answering that. You know what you... You know...
Careful.
£80. Oh, good boys.
Not often that these don't fit underneath.
No.
It looks like either the most ridiculously big box of chocolates or a fantastic carving set.
Ah, meat.
Oh, boys. Have you got me three different types of ham?
This is the Domecq 3 Aromas Iberico Ham Gift Set.
I love Iberico ham.
900 grams, three sets, each of three varieties.
I'm having a great time. Is there anything else you want from me? Because otherwise...
This is just now me eating ham.
Yeah.
You only actually get 720 grams worth of food because the rest is box weight.
I included the box weight. Is that standard?
I do not know.
It doesn't really even taste like ham. It's sweet and fruity and salty and melty. It's really delicious. That one's a lot more mellow. And it tastes saltier rather than like all the depth of fruit. It's a lot more chewy. It highlights how those kind of melt away in your mouth.
I would say between these three, it's much like a whiskey tasting.
Yeah.
So, what are the flavours you get? It's Iberico ham. And then you come to the second one, you're like, oh, it's Iberico ham, but it's different. And then you go back to the first. And then you go to the third, you're like, well, it's very different.
Going to talk about pretentious straight away.
The box kind of screams a little bit of pretentiousness. But if it's a gift, and it probably would be a gift, then you put it in a nice box, don't you?
Should we play Guess the Price? Wainsbury's equivalent was £2.99, 100 grams.
This is probably £50.
£220.
You've got yourself a bargain.
Yes.
At £200.
Oh, I wasn't that far off.
Would you buy it for yourself?
No. Not unless I was a complete enough baller. Fancied a ham sandwich.
If I bought that for 200 quid, which I would never ever do, and served it up to a room full of my friends, apart from you guys, everyone else would be like, Is this Parma ham?
And if you said, oh, this, actually the whole thing was £200.
They go, you're an idiot.
It's not really about food, it's about what you want to spend your money on. I've spent more than that on a meal just for me. So.
Of course spending £200 on a box of meat is pretentious. Of course it is.
How much is the most you pay for a meal?
£300.
How long did the meal last?
Like 5 or 6 hours.
5 or 6 hours. Okay, right. You're paying by the hour.
A massage costs
massage,
more than
yeah,
that.
We both have massages. Not together.
But I have sports massages.
Pretentious or not, and I'm talking about the video, you decide.
Comment down below, let us know which of those ingredients stuck out to you as being great or terrible.
Now, off the back of that conversation at the end of that video, we have titled our latest podcast, How Much is Too Much to Pay for Food?
If you want to hear that and get a brand new podcast every single week, sign up to the club. All the details are downstairs.
Plus 4 pretty good seasons to catch up on. Now, as wonderful as YouTube is, apparently some of you aren't always being fed our videos. There is a solution. Make sure you're A, subscribed, and B, hit that bell. Gag time.
New Harvard study has come out that says that 9 out of 10 people who don't eat meat are constipated. Goes to show that what happens in vegans stays in vegans.
I don't know if toilet humour is appropriate.
Shut the door.
As we mentioned, we don't just make top quality YouTube videos. No. We've built the Sorted Club, where we use the best things we've learned to create stuff that's hopefully interesting and useful to other food lovers. Check it out if you're interested. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in a few days.
Well, you know, you open your nan's knicker drawer and you just get that waft coming out of flowers.